Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Aguacerito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation.
Are you passionate about Haitian voodoo, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian voodoo and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian voodoo alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian voodoo cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. Ay bobo, welcome to the Aguacerito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife. Tilimye are bonus episodes to the season designed to laser focus in on a particular topic. And for those that are new to the show, the word tilimye in Haitian Creole means little light, which is similar to saying the phrase, let me shed some light. So in today's tilimye episode, I want to talk about Aibobo and the various other calls and affirmation within voodoo and why they are important. And so many of you may notice when I do both the opening and the closing prayer on the podcast episodes, I typically end it with a string of words that I say at the end. And I usually started off with Ai Bobo. And so today's tilimye is really diving into like, what does each of these words refer to? So that the next time you hear this said during those prayers, you kind of have an understanding a bit more of what they are actually focusing on. So I'm going to start with Aibobo. So Aibobo is the most universally known of the various different calls and affirmations. And so Aibobo is a sacred affirmation, and it's a powerful word that is used in Haitian Vodou that carries deep ancestral significance. When we say Aibobo, it is similar or sometimes compared to if an individual says amen in the Christian faith. However, Aibobo means much more than just an exclamation, right? Aibobo is an invocation of our ancestral strength. It is a demonstration of spiritual truth and a display of our collective power. And Aibobo is not just a word, right? It is a vibe. It is a vibration. It's a force that aligns with the energies of the laws, of the ancestors, and of the overall Vodou community. And it's meant and said in a way as a almost like a declaration of acknowledgement, honor, and solidarity between both the seen and unseen world. So when we think about the sky realm, the earth realm, the underworld, it is a declaration and solidarity between these three realms. While Aibobo is, like I said, the most popularly known and is universally used to address all laws or an affirmation to all the laws, and also specifically used for Rada laws. So when we think about the Rada Nation, Aibobo is how you would address any Rada law. And again, if you don't know, you know, which specific affirmation, Aibobo can be used universally for all laws in general. If we take a moment to think about its linguistic roots, you know, many scholars say that the word Aibobo can be traced back to the Kikongo, the Fon, and Bantu languages, where there are similar phonetic expressions that are used to affirm, bless, or acknowledge a spiritual force. And actually, some Haitians believe that Aibobo may have actually also been influenced by the Taino, right, the Arawak language. And so when we think about Aibobo, it can be, you know, similar to the rest of the faith. It is a blend of kind of from an African phonetic perspective, but also Taino language perspective. And the word has really emerged to become uniquely Haitian, right? In the way that Haitian Vodouisans spiritually declare resistance, they declare unity, and we think of this as like a gathering, a call to action towards divine affirmation. So when a practitioner says Aibobo, they are essentially affirming their divine truth and aligning themselves to the cosmic order of Guiné. And remember, Guiné is kind of like comparative to the Christian heaven. When a Vodouisan says that, and sometimes you will see it used, it's almost like a seal of agreement. So Aibobo can also be used as a form of a call and response, right? When someone, you know, says Aibobo in a space with many other Vodouisans, it is very natural and common to hear others respond and say Aibobo back. And so when we do that, that is a way for you to really speak your spiritual truth, right? It confirms the divine truth and power of the specific laws. And I love being in a space when, you know, the call and response is used in that order, because it shows and demonstrates in those moments how Aibobo is a communal word that binds the speaker and the individuals that saying that word in a form of call and response. It helps bind them to the community, the spirits, and ancestors. So it's all, again, about solidarity, right? Aibobo is all about how can we affirm our divine truth in a shared purpose. Aibobo is also an act of resistance. You know, you got to think about how far Vodou has came. It survived the violence of colonialization. It survived decades and decades of, you know, intentional, deliberate focused erasure. And so being able to say Aibobo is a way to acknowledge this revolutionary power that Haitian Vodou has, and it recognizes the unbreakable spirits of our ancestors, the unbreakable truths and spirits of the laws, right? That it really speaks to that. So Aibobo is, you know, kind of as a closing way to think about it, is also a blessing. So when someone says Aibobo to you, it's kind of like they're saying they're blessing you, right? They're sending you, you know, sometimes people use the word like, you know, speaking life into you. It's kind of in a similar vein where Aibobo, when someone says that to you, it is a spiritual affirmation. So I could be having a conversation with someone and they say something that resonates so truthfully, I may respond and just say Aibobo, right? And that's my way of like sending blessings, reinforcing the divinity between us and being able to share in that divinity together through the spiritual protection that Aibobo provides us. So it's a very, very powerful word. So, you know, when we say Aibobo, it's not just, we're just agreeing, we're essentially invoking an entire ancestral reality, right? We're invoking and affirming our place within our communities, and we're standing in our spiritual truth. So anytime you hear someone say anything that really resonates, because I truly believe that truth vibrates at a different frequency. When someone says something that you believe in your heart of hearts to be true, even if you don't have specific evidence of it, but your soul knows what they're saying is true, it vibrates differently. So anytime you have those moments, take a moment and affirm what that individual is saying by responding Aibobo. Okay. So with that, I want to say Aibobo to all of the laws of the universe, both known and unknown. I want to just send an Aibobo, Aibobo, Aibobo to them. Okay. So there's a couple of other words you may have heard that I share on the podcast. So Aibobo is always the first one, but I'm going to go through the list of some other calls and affirmations that, similar to Aibobo, have that sense of divine truth. However, these other words are going to be to specific either nations or specific laws. And as I go through my list, again, I'm pretty sure there's probably many, many other calls and affirmations that are out there that I may not be aware of, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist. And so I'm looking forward to maybe doing a second part to this Ti Limye in the future as I continue to grow and learn on my Vodou journey and learn more about what other lineages and what are some of the calls and affirmations they use with their specific laws. So I'm going to just speak to the ones that I'm aware of, either through my family lineage or through research. And again, I hope to continue to expand on this conversation in the future. So the first one I want to tackle is Ago Ago. So you'll hear Aibobo and you may hear me say Ago Ago. Ago Ago is a ritual call for Papa Loco. Papa Loco and his wife, Aiza. So sometimes people may use that when they're singing a specific Papa Loco song. So quick Ago Ago. I want to say Ago Ago to Papa Loco and his wife, Mumbo Aiza. You may hear me use the word bull. So bull is a call or affirmation when invoking the Loa Agasu. And Agasu is the leopard king and founder of the Diomi kingdom, right? So I want to give a quick bow to Loa Agasu Metagasu Wa Magasu. You know, Agasu is a king, so he has to be addressed and saluted as such. Another word you may hear me use is Alaso, right? So Alaso is a call or an affirmation sometimes used in ceremony, particularly when the Zaka spirits are present, right? So the Zaka spirits are essentially Taino influenced spirits of the earth. So I want to send a quick Alaso to cousin Zaka, to cousin, to Zaka Crib. Alaso, Alaso, Alaso. Okay. Another word you may hear me use is Asawo. Asawo. And Asawo is a sacred chant and affirmation that's used to invoke the laws of the northern part of Haiti. So remember we talked about the fact that Vodou is you know, local. And, you know, when we think about local, there's kind of the northern parts of Haiti and the southern parts of Haiti and then the east and west. So within the northern part, there are a series of laws that are served that may not be served in the south and vice versa. Asao is a way to invoke the spirits within the northern part of Haiti. So you may hear that call be referenced when either you are in the northern parts of Haiti at a ceremony or you are attending, let's say, a ceremony of an individual or a family lineage that is from the north. You may hear that specific call in addition to the others, right? But you may hear that one. So with that, I want to do a quick roll call to the Lois of the north. I want to say an asao to Saint Jean-Baptiste, to Pierre Basico, to Papa Pierre, to Tijan, to Clemézine, to Lovana, to Tigugun, to Philomise, to Severin, to Silo, to Agao. Asao, asao, asao. All right. Another word you may hear that I use is Awoshenago. Now, Awoshenago is an affirmation that is associated with the Nago spirits, particularly the Ogu lineage. And Nago, we say Nago, Nago refers to the Yoruba warrior tradition in Haiti, right? And knowing that the Ogu spirits, these are strong, militant, protective spirits. And when we think about the word Awoshe is known to have roots in Yoruba, right? When we say Awoshenago, this phrase invokes the fierce, disciplined warrior spirits in Haiti, ensuring that justice, strength, and protection are present. And it's a call to resistance. So when you invoke the Ogu energy, who, like the Peto spirits, you know, the Ogu nation, the Nago nation, you know, alongside with the Peto, a nation of spirits, they essentially helped drive the Haitian Revolution, right? They were in front of the Haitian Revolution and were pivotal in that battle, those battles taking place and winning and the victory. Because as they say, Ogu never loses. Awoshenago. So with that, I want to say Awoshenago to Saint Jacques, to Meto's son, to Ogu Badagri, to Ogu Ferai, to Ogu Batala, to Ogu Balenjo, to Ogu Shango, to Jean-Paul Nago, to Ogu Ashade, to Ogu Balize, to Ogu Panama, to Ogu Jehuz, and all of the other Ogus, both known and unknown. I want to say a big Awoshenago, Awoshenago, Awoshenago. I have to take the time to name them. As you all listeners may know, my spiritual home, my spiritual community is Societe Nago. So we are a Nago house. And so I would be remiss to not shout out as many Ogus as I can in this episode. So we got a couple more. So when we say Javodo, so you may hear me say Javodo. So that's a ritual call and affirmation to specifically the Agao spirit. So Agao, and we'll talk about each of the different spirits in our next season. Agao is a very, like all the other laws we talked about, very, very powerful spirit, specifically of lightning and thunder, right? So it's really around lightning and thunder. Very, very powerful when it comes to just overall strength, military strength as well. If we think about the word Afutai, so Afutai, that word embodies, similar to Awoshenago, it empowers and invokes the warrior spirit, right? So when I say Afutai, we're specifically affirming the Petwo Nation of Lois. So Afutai is a call to persist in the face of adversity. So with that, I want to say a quick Afutai to all of the Petwo Lois, both known and unknown. Another call or affirmation that's used for the Petwo Lois is Bilolo. So Bilolo is a very powerful exclamation that can be used in ritual and possession in a way to energize the atmosphere, specifically to invoke the Petwo Lois. So Bilolo, Bilolo, Bilolo to all of the Petwo Lois, both known and unknown. Swa Congo. So Swa Congo is another caller greeting. And that one is specifically honoring the Congo spirits. And the Congo spiritual lineage, you know, directly links Vodou with Central Africa. So when we say Swa Congo, that is a direct acknowledgement of the Bantu Congo ancestral presence within our spiritual community, reaffirming the survival of these African spiritual traditions despite enslavement. This phrase, when we say Swa Congo, it really helps Vodouisans connect with their ancestral memory, helps them connect with the warrior spirits and the force of liberation that comes from the Congo traditions. So with that, I want to say Swa Congo, Swa Congo, Swa Congo to all of the Congo and Igbo Lwas, both known and unknown. Last but certainly not least, I want to say Kwasembo. So Kwasembo is another word, another call, another affirmation that is specifically for the Gede Nation, or sometimes we call them La Famille Lakwa, right? So the Lakwa family is sometimes what the Gede Nation is referred to. So when someone says Kwasembo, they assert their alignment with the ancestral wisdom of their house, but also with the power of Vodou. Kwasembo is used when invoking the spirits of Gede, which is all about reinforcing its connection to ancestral memory. So when we use the word Kwasembo, it ensures that the spirits of the dead are remembered, honored, and continue to guide the living. So with that, I want to give a quick Kwasembo, Kwasembo, Kwasembo to all of the Gede Lwas, all of the Bawo Lwas, all of the Grand Brigitte, Mama Brigitte Lwas, to the whole Lakwa family. Kwasembo, Kwasembo, Kwasembo. That wraps up today's Tilimia episode. Thank you for tuning in. We hope we will have you tune in with us next week. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.